So we all know how tough it is to find parking in downtown LA. It usually involves circling the block maybe a dozen times and sometimes even giving up. And now it might even get harder. The city is considering a proposal they say will make storing your car easier by eliminating parking spaces. Well, right now, developers looking to build downtown have to provide a certain number of parking spaces, but this proposal could eliminate that requirement for apartment and condo buildings. Santa Monica's already tried it, but could it work downtown? Well, with us to talk it through is Donald Shoup. He's a professor of urban planning at UCLA. Professor, thanks for joining us. So you've written about parking minimums in the past, and I guess you think a bad idea. How come?
Well, if you want more housing and less traffic, I don't think you should require all housing to provide parking.
Well, I mean, the streets have a limited amount of space for people to park. So if you're adding density to an area and eliminating parking at that building, whether underground or at another lot somewhere, those people will have to put their cars somewhere. So I would imagine that would still clog spacing, would it not?
Well, it doesn't. We're not talking about eliminating off-street parking. We're talking about eliminating a requirement for off-street parking. That's very different. And I think that most new buildings would come with parking because that's what the developers think the residents want. But one developer told me that he was developing an apartment with relatively few parking spaces. He said there are 10 million people in this county, and all I have to do is attract 50 people who don't own a car or will be willing to pay for parking if they do have a car. So I think that it's true that some people have to start paying for parking, but it's very expensive to provide.
Right. I mean, the hope is that more people will take public transportation, but how realistic is that really? I mean, is the city or developers, for that matter, doing anything to incentivize renters to give up their cars, or should they?
Well, when you require parking, you're encouraging people to have cars. But if you're, all apartments come with two parking spaces, that's an invitation to have a car and to drive everywhere. So we just ought to invite people who are willing to live with no cars or one car.
The philosophy basically goes like this, and I guess it's just a matter of economics. You know, if building is cheaper for developers, that should make rents cheaper as well. But can we really depend on developers to price their buildings without parking cheaper?
Well, I think if you had a choice between two side-by-side buildings and one of them offered two free parking spaces and the one next to it didn't have parking, the guy who doesn't have any parking would have to offer a lower rent. It just wouldn't make any sense that nobody would want to have an apartment that otherwise identical that didn't have any parking if they had a couple of cars. So I think that the apartments without off-street parking do rent now for less.
All right. How do you think this will shift the culture of downtown?
Not much, because most of downtown is already there. That this is just adding at the margin. But I think what it will do is to encourage less parking and more housing, because often the parking requirements limit the amount of housing that can be built. If you can only put one level of underground parking and you can get 16 parking spaces, if you require two parking spaces per apartment, that means you can only have 8 apartments above it. But if you said, well, you parking and housing are separate things, you can build more housing if you have the zoning for it, but you don't have to provide parking for the extra units.
All right. Donald Shoup is a professor of urban planning at UCLA. Professor, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thanks for inviting me.